TH and then maybe POL. Just continuing somewhere. In that small town, I can show this picture from the 50s of Ulricehamn. And remember, when I was a kid and was young, this town I grew up in, somewhere in Sweden, 9,000 people lived there. Knew each other, or at least recognized each other mostly. And there was the downtown, the main street where there were little shops. A few more shops spread around in the adjacent streets, and that was the business district where we who lived there got everything we needed, taking a walk downtown with a shopping bag. And there you could get most of what you needed. And ironically, me as a kid, 10, 12, 13 years old, although I had peculiar interests such as chemistry and electronics and building weird things, drawing comics and cartoons with specialized pens and papers, I miraculously found everything in some drawer or cupboard in one of the little shops downtown along the main street. So we were kind of self-sufficient in a way. Well, those shops, they bought their goods from wholesale companies in the area or from the big cities. And that was it. And of course, in the big cities where the big importers bought things from this country, that country, ships coming, planes coming, trucks coming in. And where things were available, they were available in our little shops. Because these shop owners and wholesale dealers were quite awake, doing a good work, finding suppliers, big or small, nearby or far away. And the truckers and the shippers and all of those also found ingenious ways to deliver their goods, to earn their living. So in this way, the world was simple. And I'm talking the 50s and 60s. And then things started changing. Well, maybe this is a simplistic version of the world. Of course it is. But still, Then I moved to Stockholm, and things were so complicated. Big city with all these hundreds and thousands of bureaucratic institutions, and it's a complicated system that had to be managed. The subway and the buses and the this and the airport and the that, and the taxi system. Huge and complex, and hard to maintain sewage system, and so on. So it's not always that the bigger is the better. Because I think, looking back now, and looking at the people in my little hometown, still today, they seem to be much more peaceful, much more down to ground, down to earth. My friends, those who chose to stay there and have lived all their lives there, they probably lived good lives in nice homes, not crazy struggle for existence, steady jobs, working with others they knew, kind of homely, familiar surroundings. So in a way, I envy them a little bit, but for me, it was good also. So just saying.